Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, February the 9th, 2024. February, as I like to call it, 14 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Don't forget, we're not going to run these down completely again, but the Lee Street Presbyterian Church Women's Association Annual Supper, 455 Lee Street, tonight, 4 to 7 p.m., and all that is a donation and all kinds of good stuff there to eat. We've also got the big auction. Where is that paper? The auction coming up for Childhood Evangelism Fellowship. That will be Saturday, March the 2nd, Cornerstone Alliance Church, 210 State Route 4, South Marion. Doors open at 10:30. Event 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tickets for the event are $10, including a free delicious lunch. Call Cheryl, 740-262-0939 if you're interested. McDonald's has free chicken nuggets today, six-piece chicken nuggets every Friday in February with the app from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get yourself three free cookies on Valentine's Day from McDonald's if you do the McDelivery. Thank you for the Christmas card, Better Late Than Never, from our friend Judy, and all the nice things she wrote in there. We got a call from Opal Covey about the Groundhog Day, but we'll have to address that down the road. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matt Morgan comes up next at 10:15 to 11 a.m. talking about the big Super Bowl on Sunday. Pastor Craig will tell us what's going on in Marion today from 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll all get back together 12:15 to 1, Pastor Craig, Matt, and I, and discuss all the problems of the world. 1:15 to 2, Pastor Craig will be on live with Study His Word. And tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m., the Big Friday Show, Carrington, Matt, and myself. All right, Matt, where we left off, and again, phone lines are open here. Weigh in with your opinion, 740-383-9944. We had a little contretemps there before the break. Should Taylor Swift have given condolences on the death of Toby Keith? Toby Keith died Tuesday, unfortunately, at the age of 62 from stomach cancer. There we go.
I think that if Taylor Swift didn't want to, I don't think she should. And I think that if she would have done it, I think it would have been fake. Which,
so now you've come over to the side of, now knowing the history of these two, that she really should not have.
Well, I mean, I was already basically on that side, but I guess it really just depended on, because like if they didn't have any disagreements and they were like friends, then I guess then it makes more sense. But yeah, now that you know more of the history, I would say that it's for certain now that,
well, it is.
I mean, she didn't want to. She didn't have to.
It is interesting that she just worked on his label, that I don't think there was any mentoring or anything that went on there. And also, it's interesting that she cited 4 years ago in her documentary her political activism to something Toby Keith did, photoshopping the Saddam Hussein picture with the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines, back in 2003.
That's awful.
Well, the man's dead. Apparently we shouldn't speak about that. Well, see, and that's the whole thing for me, too. You shouldn't speak ill of the dead. The fact that they're dead, does that make them a better person? And people will say, well, they can't defend themselves.
I mean,
it's not like Toby Keith was coming in here to defend himself before
speaking,
this.
I'm not speaking ill of Toby Keith. It's You can dislike things that people did and still like the people. I like a lot of Toby Keith's music. I didn't know he did that, and I don't know about all that.
Well, all I'm saying is that there are people who have since, I don't know. When somebody dies, if you want to give condolences, do it. If you don't, don't. Just because you had a connection with them at some point, I don't know that that obligates you.
I agree. I think that, I mean, Unless you feel obligated to do it, then I don't think you should do it.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I want to get my opinion on that Taylor Swift thing.
Put your two cents in and take a nickel if you want.
Right. you know, I don't see why people feel that stars, just because they have known each other or something like that, is obligated to, you know, say anything. I mean, have you known somebody in your past, a teacher or something, that's been very instrumental for you, and they die, and did you have to, you know, go on social media and, you know, give condolences or something? You know, I think a lot of times when people go on social media or any platform where they're going to get their name in the news or something, you know, they're doing it, you know, a little bit for themselves, not just for, you know, the person that died.
Right, and I think she would have been bashed either way, because I think if she did make the comment, people would have said, well, you don't even really like the guy. And because she didn't make the comment, people are knocking her for that, saying, well, you started on his label.
Yeah. You know, some people, just if they see somebody, you know, his sister or one of his, you know, relatives, I bet she'd been the first one to get over there to that person and give her condolences.
Don't you feel, though, not just this Toby Keith thing, but don't you feel there's a big concerted effort as of late to attack Taylor Swift over things that seem kind of nothing to do with her career?
Right.
What is that?
I can't understand that. You know, a lot of times people get jealous of somebody when they have some fame. You know, first they're all for them, but then once they get the fame, especially if they're an artist themselves, if their career starts going bigger than yours, you know, you get jealous.
There could be some of that in there. I don't know. I just feel that you don't have to go out of your way to say something if you certainly did not see eye to eye with the person on several different things.
When Toby Keith was doing that stuff about the war and the Dixie Chicks and stuff, was he doing? He was doing that to get praise to himself more than to helping out the Dixie Chicks or helping out anybody. He wasn't, by doing that to Dixie Chicks, he wasn't helping them out. But why does that person feel that they are so important? Their values, or, you know, what they say is so important that they need to get, you know, to do that?
It's an interesting point. I think we should all examine it. Hey, I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All right, and again, phone lines are open. We love hearing your opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm not saying you should dislike Toby Keith for things that he did. If you like him, you like him. And if you like his music, you like his music. But when you do something like that, when you Photoshop a picture of Saddam Hussein in with the Dixie Chicks prior to the Iraq War, when they're already getting heat for saying they are ashamed the president's from Texas, well, you're just piling on. And you know your voice is going to be heard because you are a celebrity as well. Is that the time to do that?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that there's ever really a good a good time to be photoshopping somebody's picture next to
a dictator.
Yeah, a dictator. That's yeah. that's not a good look for you.
Well, you know they're already in trouble. Now remember their comment. They were doing a concert. Dixie Chicks were very big then. They're doing a concert overseas, and I believe it was spontaneous. I don't know where else it would come from, but Natalie Maines, I believe the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, said during the live concert, "I'm ashamed that the president's from Texas." And that's what got the backlash. And apparently Toby Keith just piled right on.
I think that he might have went a little far with it. I mean, you can disagree with the statement all you want, but I don't think that equating them to a dictator is any good.
You know, again, if somebody'd like to weigh in on this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Also,
it's an interesting subject.
I think that one of the reasons, I mean, I don't know as far as Toby Keith and Taylor Swift, because I don't know if they had, like, pictures together, but as far as, like, some people, like famous people, when people that they worked with die or pass away, and if they don't say anything, that they might get backlash because of the, funnily enough, because of the way the pictures look, they always look like they're best friends, but if you actually, like, if you were them, you would know that, like, they're like acquaintances. They know each other because of the work, yeah. But they don't talk to each other.
Showbiz people are not besties. Most of them. 99%. Go ahead, caller.
Whatever happened to anti-war activism, Scott? It kind of just disappeared. Now everybody's in favor of war.
Well, I think most people were in favor of war during the Iraq situation until we got in there. I think, clearly. Because the Dixie Chicks took the brunt of that, not Toby Keith. And a few years into the Iraq War, people said, ooh, wait a second. Ooh, I think...
Well, that was 2003, and that's when the invasion happened of Iraq.
Right, I think everybody's...
Those comments.
I think when somebody... When we feel that we're being threatened at that time, which I guess we did in a way, by saying there were weapons of mass destruction and not to relitigate the whole Iraq war, but learn that that was bad information. I think when the bad information came to be, that became a very unpopular stance to support that war, and certainly by 2008 it became a very unpopular stance to where George Bush was a sitting president, was not even invited to the Republican convention to nominate the president.
But my point, there is no anti-war activism now. Everybody's in favor, whether it's,
I don't think that's true,
sending money and bombs to Ukraine,
I mean,
or bombing Syria.
But I don't think that's war.
Huh?
I said I don't think that that's war. I think boots on the ground, which is what Iraq was.
Well, we just bombed Syria and Jordan and Iraq.
Right, but
what, like last week.
Right, but I don't think we have troops there going
troops in like what 68 countries.
Right, but I don't think
and
we have troops
in Jordan. That's the ones that were. You know, the cause, the three that died.
But I don't think we have troops actively fighting what we would call an active war. I don't think, like in Iraq, we marched in, gave them a time, and said, if you don't surrender, we're coming to overthrow your government. I don't think we're doing that right now.
But since Iraq, have we not been engaged all across the world in various military actions? Yes. We
yeah, but I think that's
nobody,
different than a war.
I think that's more of a like military meddling than actual like armed conflict involving the U.S. We just like to like we supply weapons and money and supplies and things like that.
I mean, and when it did about come down to a war with Syria a few years ago, when Obama was in there and he drew the red line in the sand, and they crossed that red line. He didn't go to war with them because the public, as soon as he drew that red line, said, don't you do that. We don't want you to do it. So I think there was certainly anti-war activism there.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But there's definitely pretty much no activism against war.
Well, I think Ukraine is certainly just in 2022 did not get the support. When it looked, we were seeing the horrible pictures every night on
but
the news.
How many... billions, hundreds of billions of dollars have we given to that conflict. So whether or not you're putting American troops, which who knows what will happen, but we certainly have been giving a lot of our wealth in stoking the war flame.
Well, I think if we could have just given bombs and tanks and things like that to other countries, I don't think anybody would have ever been anti-war. I think the problem is when your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your father, your intendant, your fiance gets killed or is over there fighting or coming back to Walter Reed Hospital with no legs and no arms, I think that's what sours people on war.
I mean, it definitely, I guess, puts a closer relationship to it.
But why would you, if you're coming back to our little story here today, if you're Toby Keith, and again, you can do what you want, we have free speech, but why, you had nothing in this little Dixie Chicks thing. All they said was, we're ashamed the president's from Texas. They came under fire for that from DJs and people like that. Why Toby Keith, this as you said, very popular artist at the time, why would he jump in on that and not only give his opinion that he didn't like it, Photoshop a picture of her next to Saddam Hussein? That seems a little low.
You know what? You want my honest opinion, Scott?
Yeah.
I think that they used people like Toby Keith in order to galvanize support for the war. And I think that, because you think, like, look at his music at that time. You know, we'll put a boot in your ass, that's the American way, and blaming it. I think there's a line in that song, you know, somewhere in Iraq. And then he changed it to somewhere in the back.
Well, but
and that's.
But actions have consequences, and his actions here. And again, I think if we looked at record sales or anything, he was a big star. But Taylor Swift right now is a 10 times and maybe more 10 times bigger star than he ever was. And she said 4 years ago in a documentary. Now this is before his death, before his cancer diagnosis, that it was that moment, the thing he did, which was very popular at that time, that spurred her political activism. So it's kind of ironic.
But it didn't, because she didn't. She only spoke out politically in like 2018.
Right, but
when she endorsed the leftist candidates in her home state of Tennessee, then she came out, you know, in favor of BLM and the riots associated with that. The stuff that Antifa was doing, I think she had some commentary, you know, taking down the statues in the South, LGBTQ, and all that kind of stuff. That started in 2018.
Right, but I think what she was saying was, when you get to a certain point, then you speak out. And I don't think she
waits 15 years. Something happens, and then you conveniently wait 15 years.
Well, I think if you do that early in your career, you're not going to have a career.
Then you're sacrificing your values and your integrity, you know, and benefiting from people in order to...
Well, I'll give you an example. Dolly Parton, our beloved Dolly Parton, who has become the new Betty White of this country, I guarantee you Dolly Parton has political thoughts when she gets up in the morning. I guarantee you Dolly Parton votes. I guarantee you Dolly Parton feels one way or another on issues.
Well, she's been pretty outspoken here.
Has she?
Yeah.
Who's she endorsed?
She's been pretty outspoken on a number of, like, LGBTQ
okay.
issues.
Okay, that's popular in the country right now. But who's she endorsed? Who is she? I bet she votes.
I don't know. I'm not familiar if she's, like, endorsed anybody per se. I'm sure she probably has, but I know she's you know, fairly outspoken.
But I don't think
for
in
that
her
generation. At least.
I don't think in her 9-to-5 days or her days when she was doing things of that nature. I don't think she was doing that.
No, probably not.
Well, why not, Dolly? Come on, it's time to speak up.
With a few exceptions, were, I guess, more aware that their purpose was entertainment, as opposed to activism.
But I think it can change. I think it can change. I think at some point, things get to a certain point where you say, well, you know, normally I wouldn't speak out about this, but now I think I should.
And you think it's, I don't know, I think a lot of that has to do with their handlers, their publicists, and people at the record labels and that sort of thing, too. That kind of push a particular narrative in a direction for people. Because look at it a different way. If Taylor Swift was the poster child of conservative or traditional values, would she be as popular? Would she be Times Person of the Year? No, she wouldn't.
No, but I would bet you if she was apolitical and said nothing, she might be more popular. If that'd be hard to believe, but
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that. I think if she was apolitical, she probably wouldn't. When has her career really taken off? After 2018, when she kind of started being an activist and speaking out.
You know, I'll tell you.
Like, and are people like following her because of that activism and her positions? No, but the people that own her are very much in support of that, so, you know, she gets extra attention.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting as we think about this whole story. I think back to the person who actually first said, go on the air. For me, in my own career. Now, if you would ask me in a conversation, not today because of what I'm about to say, because it would defeat the purpose, but if you would ask me in a conversation who was the first person who actually okayed you to go on the air, I would tell you who that was. But I would also have to say that that person, after giving that okay, never did anything, was never promotive, actually became very negative toward me, actually was the reason I left that particular organization, and since then has been nothing but negative toward me, and I probably would have nothing to say if they died, because I find them to be a pretty awful person. Now, they did a nice thing for me, but they're not my favorite person.
Did they get you your show on the air, or did they just encourage you to go?
No, they were the one who said, I want you to go on the air. Now, I think that their reasoning for that was they needed voices on the air at that time, and obviously in the beginning of your career, you worked cheap, and I did. So I think that was their motive, but they never showed me how to do anything. They never participated. And like I said, as time went on, they became negative of me. They did not take any goal in saying, hey, I put him on the air. No, it was very negative. And to this day, has remained very negative. So if they died, I wouldn't say anything bad, because that's bad taste. But I certainly don't have, and I don't have any kind of relationship with this person, and never really did. They just happened to be in that position at the time.
Well, I don't think that they, I don't know, I don't think they had a real public, like...
You would know the name, let's put it that way. I think you would know the name if I said it.
Well, I'm saying Taylor Swift and Toby Keith.
No, it's not on that level, but in a microcosm, I can see why you would not like that person. I can also see why you might not want to pay them the condolence that I have paid people who in the career were very supportive and very good and very helpful. I can understand that.
What about an ex? Let's say there was an ex, Mrs. Spears, and you guys just drifted apart like so many people do in the course of their lives, and you divorced. Would you go to the calling hours?
Depends on the situation. Now, because in my situation, I was never going to get married. I was saying the same thing when I was 18. So
we still have that love connection. So we should.
We should work that out. Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming. But the people who've been in my life, I guess you would call relationships, there are some of those people who, yes, I would be sad that they were gone, and maybe I would go to the calling hours. But there are others, because of the way that they handled themselves and the way that they were negative, no, I wouldn't. Because, again, same relationship, but it's just a different attitude.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we should be more introspective and reflective and, I guess, honest about how relationships come and go, but value the contributions of others at certain times in our lives and, you know, remember those contributions.
I think Toby Keith's contribution should be mentioned, but I also think in a life you've also got to remember the times that he did things that now, hindsight, don't look so hot.
But not to her. So is that really what we're talking about? Is it like a satirical image?
I don't know. See, I'm not really sure, aside from meeting him one time, what her relationship was with him. I can't find any other connection that these two ever had.
Well, she did that one interview where she was talking about how she was, like, still starstruck and, like, in awe,
right.
you know, and that was 2005. So after the Dixie Chicks, you know, incident in 2003. But I don't know. I guess that's just my...
No, and I think it's very interesting. I just think there are certain people who I just would not want to say. Again, I'm not. You don't trash them when they're dead, but I also think you know if to me it just diminishes the people who have played a part and who have mattered to you because you're giving everybody the same thing at the end, and I don't know why you would feel the need to do that.
But well. Because a lot of her career, her big break, I think, was because of him. That's my point, is just giving credit where credit is due and an acknowledgement. And just also, like, again, they're public figures, so they comment on those things out of custom. And you can say that it's not genuine or whatever, and a lot of people it's not. But... when you're in the spotlight like that, it's just like a press release or a statement from a foreign dignitary. You know, do you think they really give a crap about George Bush passing or something like the ambassador and, you know, Russia? They do it.
Right, but they might be more indifferent. There might be more of an indifference there. It sounds to me like Taylor Swift was not indifferent on Toby Keith. That she was...
for political reasons, not because of her own personal experiences with the man, from what
I
can tell.
I think it's unfortunate that they couldn't patch it up or really had no desire to patch it up, and that's, I guess, the way it goes.
Yeah. Hey, I have another question for you.
Sure.
In light of the upcoming St. Valentine's Day... of anybody that you have interviewed, you know, who would you, if you could have at some point, maybe at the height of their career, or, so I'm not saying like an 80-year-old woman, I'm saying like in their prime, if you could have a love interest with any of those, who do you think, who would you want it to be, why, and...
well, that's quite a question.
Yeah, yeah. I want the answer. I think Matt wants the answer.
But, you know, there's been a long list, so let me think on it for a minute, and I'll get it before the end of this hour.
All righty.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Matt, weigh in on this. And, again, phone lines are open,
740-383-9944. I don't think that Taylor Swift and Toby Keith ever had really all that much. I don't know what kind of interactions they actually had, if they were close or not close, but... Taylor Swift, it seems to me, did not really like Toby Keith and vice versa. So I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me to give Taylor Swift a whole bunch of backlash for not... I can't think of the word.
Paying respects.
Yeah, for not offering condolences.
Okay, and one subject I wanted to get in here before we get too far out of this 2 hours. I found this... I was talking about this the other day on the morning show as well. Have you ever had somebody in your life, and this kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here, have you ever had, you thought somebody had great potential, but maybe they just weren't realizing their potential, but over time you realize maybe they didn't have that potential. Maybe they just aren't what I thought they were.
Not that I can think of, but I haven't. You know, but I'm only 20.
You're only 20. You haven't had the disappointment of that in life as time goes on.
I'm sure it happens a lot. It seems very possible.
There are people who I used to say to, I would go, listen, you've got a lot of potential. You should really do something. And again, a lot of times they take that as a knock because maybe they're married, maybe they have a family, whatever it is. That's not what is being said. We're not saying that that is bad. What we're saying is maybe you have the ability to do something more than that. And I used to say that to people. I would go and literally say to people, you have potential, do something more. But what you realize through time is that if they don't do that, if they're never going to do it. And so I think maybe they didn't have potential. Maybe I misjudged that one.
If they never... If they don't do what?
If they don't do anything more than what they're doing. You know, it's like putting it off, you know. I'll clean that closet out on Wednesday. I'll clean that closet out on Thursday. I'll clean that closet out on Friday. Well, eventually, that closet never gets cleaned out.
Yeah? Yeah?
So should you give up on that person and say, well, it just ain't going to happen? So why try to be promotive of that when it's not going to happen?
I mean, I think that... I mean, you can always just keep hoping that they eventually clean out the closet, you know, but...
Hope dies last. That is true.
But, like, I mean, eventually I think you've given somebody enough chances and you gotta be like, all right, man, and move on.
The ultimate quandary is that they don't believe that they're missing out on anything. They truly don't, which is probably why they're not acting on anything. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. Where did you find that card?
It was laying on the desk. Linda must have had it, because it was laying on the desk this morning.
Oh, okay. And you've been talking about, what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, last night I clicked on a few boxes, because I know nothing about her, and it said that Toby and his partner had signed her record contract. And then I watched her a few minutes on Letterman, and she, something about a party, she had to have a perfect party, and she mentioned perfect several times. And to me, I watched that, what's her name, Miley Cyrus a little bit, and I liked her singing better. But the thing is, that stuff with Toby Keith, something about Chop That Picture.
What's that?
Toby Keith apparently chopped the Dixie?
Oh, yeah, photoshopped a picture of the Dixie Chicks with the Saddam Hussein.
Well, one thing, Ty, is that Swift does, is when she has a relationship, she likes fun about it. I remember I saw her when she started out in country with Tim McGraw. I don't know if they sang a song, I think, together, but I don't know anything about them. So it wasn't right for him to do that, and to me, it's not right for her to... I know the Jonas Brothers, she dated one of them. When they break up, she writes songs about them, and to me, that's not right.
No, I don't think it's right, but I think there's a little different level of breaking up with somebody and writing a song and photoshopping somebody in with a dictator, a murderous dictator. I think there's a little different outrage there.
Well, I thought, why don't all the exes get together and do a song about her? To me, I'm not going to say like she's perfect, but she can't take like anything. That's what I'm getting from her. She has to have control. I don't know whether she has a manager, she does it all herself and stuff. But to me, no, when you have a relationship and you really care about somebody, and then you break up, you're going to write a song. I think that's where some of her followers come to see what she's going to do. And I don't know if she's going to sing at that Super Bowl or whatever it is. And to me, it's not about football anymore. It's about her.
I agree one.
Seat to that.
100%.
Take somebody off the street and let them sing. But it's kind of like Johnny Carson when Joan Rivers got her own show and she didn't tell him first. He would never speak to her.
That's
again.
True. You're exactly.
That's your friend. To me, when people do that, they have no class.
But I will say this. I will say that's a very interesting point you just brought up. And for people who don't remember that story, Joan Rivers was the guest host on The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson wasn't there. Johnny had started Joan's career. And when she went to Fox and didn't tell Johnny that she was going to Fox, apparently when she called to tell him before she was about to announce it publicly, he hung up the phone on her. She called him back. He hung up the phone again, and they never spoke the rest of his life. And But when he died, she did go on shows and say nice things about him. She told the truth about how it ended, but she said, he started me.
Yeah, she was a nice person. And he wasn't her manager. He wasn't her family. She didn't have to tell him first. Probably if she told him, he would have got somebody to not let her have her show. I don't know. And to me, when somebody does something like that, or, you know, like, I'm just going to say, like, Madonna. She said, burn down the White House, or Bette Miller, or one of them, hang Trump. when you do stuff like that, you might not like even to say that, but when you do stuff like that, I have no more respect for you, and I don't bother with you anymore. That's just how I go. And people anymore, if they would keep their politics, go vote that day, keep it to yourself, and quit all this talking about it and stuff, it would be a lot better, because my friend, she was a strong Republican, and so we never really discuss politics, because I'll vote, it doesn't matter the race or who I think is the best one. And if you're in office and you're not with it, you're my dad, I'm going to report you, you're not going to do that. That's one thing, you have to be fair. And Republican or Democrat, you know somebody's doing something that isn't right, I don't care if you're your party, and you support it, you're just as guilty as they are. And to me, there's a right and a wrong and stuff. But no, I think her exes should get together and I'll come up with a song for her and stuff. But to me, she's like a perfectionist. She has to have control, just from what I saw.
Well, and if they did, it would be their free will to do it. But hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
And again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, what do you think, Matt?
I think that, man, I don't even know. I think that Taylor Swift, I'll go back to when she had said that that the Super Bowl is about Taylor Swift now.
It is.
I'm going to have to disagree.
You can disagree. You see, because you're a football purist, and I'll give you credit for that. You like football.
Yeah,
you watch football.
If you like
football. But if you are a passing glancer at football right now, it's the Taylor Swift show.
Yeah, because the substance of football, the people who actually care about the game of football, are interested in the Super Bowl. But the majority of people do not care about football. So to the majority of people, they will look at it and say, Taylor Swift, what's she doing in the NFL?
But in the end game, when this Super Bowl is more watched than any other Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls, the NFL will like that.
I mean, I'm sure they will. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't.
And if she is in that halftime show, they'll like the publicity that gets.
I don't think she will be in the halftime show.
And if she is in a Super Bowl commercial, they'll like the publicity that gets.
I mean, I don't know that they really care about the commercials all too much. Commercials don't do anything for them. They make the money off of the ad spots.
Well, they sell them.
Well, yeah, but
over $1 million for what, 15, 30 seconds? I mean, it's astronomical.
Yeah, but the ads are going to, they already made the money off the ad.
Don't think because other people in the sales world believe that this is the Taylor Swift Bowl, you don't think they're charging more for those commercials? I would imagine they are.
I mean, maybe. But, if you look at the statistics, Super Bowl commercials do not sell products.
Well, I don't know why people pay all this money for them.
You know, me either. And I honestly think that's why the production quality of Super Bowl, like I said, Super Bowl commercials used to be funny.
But people remember the halftime shows. If they're good.
If they're
but
good.
But should you lose potential in somebody?
Lose potential?
Yeah. Say, they're just never going to get it.
Oh, like lose faith in somebody?
Yeah, they just, maybe they had potential, but now they're just...
Well, I think at some point you... you see, it sounds pessimistic to say, but I think at some point you got to lose faith in people. I mean, if you've done all you can do for them and then, they still just don't get it. I mean, what else is there to do at that point?
But they don't get it. See, that's the... If they got it, they would fix it. But they don't, so they just go on being...
Yeah, you see, but, if you've taught them everything you can, and then they still don't get it, then what are you supposed to do? You've showed them everything you can show them.
But why do you think they don't take advantage? Why do you think they don't get it? Scared. I think they're scared in a way. They'll never admit it. But I think they're scared because it's tough to go out on a limb. It's very safe to live the average life.
I mean, yeah, I'd say so. That's what everybody else does.
But I hope you think that maybe they can do better than that. And maybe they just don't have the faith in themselves.
I mean, I think that's what it's got to be for the most part. Anyways, I mean, I think... I think that people can do for the most part whatever they want to do. They just got to put the work in to do it.
It takes work. But there's always a way to do it.
Yeah.
And, in the end, I guess that's more on them than you. But I guess I'm just saying, we try to be positive toward people, and we try to back them, and we try to give them pep talks, because you want people to succeed. You don't want to be negative. But eventually, I think there comes a point where you have to say, well, this is what this person's going to be, and leave it at that.
I think so. I think that after a while, you just kind of got to accept it.
And you make a judgment. Everybody makes a judgment. When somebody new comes into your life, once you get to know them, you say, oh, okay, I can see the potential there. I think this person's got something. Well, that can dim after a while. Only so many years can go by where nothing ever happens. And you say, well, nothing happened before me. Nothing is happening while I'm here. And chances are, nothing is happening when I leave.
I mean, I'd agree.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know, you talk about somebody that has potential but never use their potential, you know, and got ahead and stuff. Well, what makes you or anybody the backseat driver of their life?
Because I think what happens is when you see somebody who you believe has potential, and again, that's subjective, that's your opinion, but they're not using it, if you don't say anything to them, they're probably never going to use it. But if you say something, there are people who will say, well, you know, yeah, I was encouraged. I got a little encouragement here. I'm going to take advantage of that. But then there are others who just never do.
Yeah, that's nice too, but you know, it's different giving encouragement, you know, in private or giving encouragement, you know, in news media and public forum, you know. I think it comes more from the heart when you do it, you know, when you're around that person, you know, than if you're broadcasting it on social media.
Well, usually that's where I do it. I do it in person, but eventually after a while, like I have learned, I mean, I've been around people for years, and then I will realize at one point that really what I got was an artificial side of them. I got a side of them that was, they were putting on a show for me, because now I see the real person they are. And a lot of times that will cause conflict, not only with them, but it'll cause conflict with their family, because obviously their family is going to be very pro them, but it doesn't make it any less true.
You know, I watch some news. I don't watch a whole lot, but I try to watch an hour or more a day. You know, all three stations. There's a fourth station I don't hardly ever watch. But I think that's, I haven't seen anything about Taylor Swift in the news.
Well, there are certain channels.
If I've been watching that.
Well, there are certain.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Well, and that's where a lot of this is, and you know, I obviously there's a reason for that, but we'll have to see as it goes down the road. But I think your point on potential is very interesting, and thanks for calling.
Oh, go ahead. The person been Jeff Ruth.
Oh, the person who started me.
Yeah.
No, I tell you, I like Jeff, and if Jeff, God forbid, died, I would have nothing but nice things to say about Jeff. Jeff and I have always had a nice relationship, and to this day, if Jeff goes out to lunch, and as awful as it is to sit there and watch him eat, I will still go, because we have a good relationship.
I know he's been on your station stuff before. I figured he probably wasn't.
No, yeah. Jeff, if he was...
I don't see how anybody couldn't get along with Jeff Ruth, really.
Yeah, there were people who didn't. I saw people who didn't, but I was not one of them. I always got along with Jeff. He's always said nice things about me, and I absolutely have nothing but nice things to say about him.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, thanks.
Yep.
All right, there you go. 740-383-9944. What do you think?
I think that there are going to be a lot of people disappointed this year when Taylor Swift doesn't play at the halftime show.
I think you're wrong. I think she's playing it. You cannot. The NFL, if they don't get that done, are going to take such a beating.
The NFL does not pay people for halftime shows.
No, but that they couldn't persuade her.
Taylor Swift has already denied to do the halftime
show. That's why it's going to be exciting.
It's not going to happen.
That's why it's going to be exciting.
I don't think that the odds that Taylor Swift is going to be at the halftime show are significant.
I think they've made a big mistake if they don't. That will be a story the next day. Why couldn't they get her to do it? She's already there.
They didn't want to pay her.
Well, I don't think they have to pay her.
Well, apparently they do. They already asked her, what else are they supposed to do?
And she said, you got to pay me.
Offer her a whole football team in exchange?
Well, I mean, she could have a whole football team if she wanted them.
No, I don't think she could. Walmart bought a football team. I don't think Taylor Swift got the money to buy a football team.
In any event, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And next hour, Matt's show will be on, and he'll be talking about football. The big Super Bowl. The Taylor Bowl, as I like to call it. The Swift Bowl on Sunday. And we'll be talking more about a lot of this stuff at noon today, get Pastor Craig's opinion on it. But I think people's potential, sometimes you just learn that people aren't as good as you thought they were.
I think that's true. I think it's bound to happen at some point in time.
Now, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. Now, you gotta, don't confuse it. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Just means you ain't going nowhere. You know, you're going to live the life you live, and I'm sure you're happy with that, but good.
I mean, I think that there are bound to be people like that. I don't think everybody's got the work ethic necessary to get somewhere.
Just remember what they always say. Success, to be successful, I believe 70% is showing up. Now, you have to perform. You got to be able to perform, but you got to show up.
I mean, that's understandable. I wouldn't want to hire somebody who doesn't show up to work.
And by the way, I have not forgotten the question. Now, again, what was the question so I don't misdo this?
If you could have a love interest with anybody that you've interviewed in their prime, who would it be and why?
Now, does it have to be a celebrity?
I'm not sure.
You know what? We'll clarify this in the noon hour if it has to be a celebrity. But I have people in my mind. So we'll talk about that more at 12:15. I haven't forgotten the question, and we can do it both ways if you like. I'll be back in the noon hour, and Matt is coming up next. Stay tuned. I love it.
But the Bozo voice was right about here, and it was a lot more adenoidal than mine, and that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, hey!